As we are standing a week before Rosh Hashanah, I would like to speak about Betzedek Tishpo Yitzhanzer. And as Chazal also darshan, the mitzvah of to be done the kafschis is also derived from that pusuk of Betzedek Tishpo Yitzhanzer. The Tiferes Shloime, the Radomsky Rebbe, asks a very, very interesting question. He says that when we judge others, what difference does it make? He says in heaven, they know exactly why a person did whatever he did. Will our judgment make any difference? A person comes late to shul. Either he did that because it's just he doesn't care, or there was an emergency, or he struggles which we fail to appreciate and understand. What's the difference? The Baruch Hashem knows exactly why he came late. So why would our judgment make any difference?
If you say anything about him, it'd be a kid's role.
So he brings three different proofs that whatever a person says has a big influence. First, the Divrei HaGadlutei, the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tezvuvim Beis, the Gemara says a famous story, Ashkechei Rabbi Bar Shile Eliyahu. Rabbi Bar Shile met Eliyahu. Umalei, Maiku Vid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing now? Umalei, Ku Umar Shmata Mipumai Dekulu Rabbunam. The Eibush is repeating different sayings, different memories of all the Rabbunam. But he doesn't repeat sayings of Rabbi Meir. Why not? Mishum dekogumah shmat mikumei de'achem. Because he learned Torah from Achem. Umalei, so Rabbi said to Eliyahu Hanavi, Amai, Rabbi Meir rimoi mutsu, Rabbi Meir found the pomegranate, rimoi, Toichai Uchali ate the seeds, the klipusoi, and the shell, the klipe, the peel, zura, he threw away. In other words, Rabbi Meir knew how to find the essence, to take whatever is good, and whatever isn't, he just ignored. And therefore, it wasn't a problem that he learned Torah Ma'achim. Umalei, so the Yonubi said, Hashte Kuman HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Meir Beni Oimer, and he says over a member in the name of Rabbi Meir. Ask the Tiferes Shloime, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't know that Rabbi Meir Toichai Uchal V'Klipus Yizura. Only Rabbi is the one who knew that. So you see from here that even something which is known, as long as it's not said in this world, it has more limited power. And therefore being melamed schis, or talking or saying something positive about someone else, has an effect how that person is judged in other matters. On a side note, I thought perhaps when we eat Rosh Hashanah this rimoy, and we say Shiyir b'schiyaseinu kerimoy. So many ask, what does it mean Shiyir b'schiyaseinu kerimoy? Schism a person has is the one he has. But maybe it refers to this gemur, where Rabbi Meir toichai uchak tipus ezura. If we speak good about others and others speak good about us, then Shiyir b'schiyaseinu, then the schiyas could come. Then he brings two more proofs from Haluch. One is a case you place in, where he speaks about a witness. A witness, if he did certain things which he shouldn't do, said a lie, or he stole, he becomes a pusele eid. Now what about the person who knows himself that he's pusele? However, it was never witnessed. Never two people didn't come in front of Bezdin and said that he stole. Can he say, or should he say eidus or not? He himself knows he's a pusele eid. But it was never said about him. Says the case you place, yes, he should go and say Eidus. Ask the Tiferes Shloime, why? If he is a liar or whatever he did, it wouldn't make any difference if it was said in front of Bezdin or not. So you see from here that if someone did something wrong, as long as it wasn't said, in this case, for this halucha, there's two people in front of Bezdin, then he did not become yet a pusel eid. Chassofer says the same thing. Chassofer says, when you are kusher eid, and you want to go together with a second eid, and you know that that second eid is pusel, but it was never said in front of Bezdin, you should and you have to say eidus. Even though you know yourself that he's pusel, he's not pusel. Because he only becomes fully pusel once it was said. What's the difference? You see that when a person is being judged, it has to make a difference. He brings a third proof of an argument which the Chachmei Brisk had. Chachmei Brisk, once upon a time, the Shach quotes this argument. The question is as follows. We have two Kite Eidim, two groups of Eidim. One say, for example, Ploin was Mechal Shabbos. And then two Eidim come and say, Imunu Yisim, you were with us at that time, with us, they become Eidim Zoyman, we believe the second Kas, we believe the second group of Eidim. How about they don't say Imunu Yisim, they just contradict them. So the first Kas, the first group says, he was Mechal Shabbos, and others say he was not Mechal Shabbos. That's called the Akhush. Who is right? We don't know who's right. So we can't kill that person who was Mechal Shabbos, because maybe he wasn't. But we don't know for sure which Eidus said the right thing, which said the wrong thing. So now in the future, let's give them names. The Kas 1 is person A and B, and Kas 2 has person C and D. So now in the future, when A and B want to say another Eidus, but something else, are they kosher or not? We're not sure. One of them is a Kas of Shakunim. We don't know who. So in the future, if A and B wants to say Eidus, we'll accept the Eidus because they have a Cheskes Kashrus. It's a Sufik, and therefore we'll say, it must be, it's okay. If C and D would say the same Eidus, or different Eidus, not the same, different Eidus, another time, we'll accept them as well, because we're not sure that they are liars, and therefore we remain with the Cheskes Kashrus. How about one person of group one, person A, wants to pair up with person D, and they want to say Eidus together about something else? The halacha is you can't accept them. Why? Because one of them is pusul. I'm not sure who, either A or D, but one of them is pusul, therefore I can't accept their eidus. This is something which everyone agrees on. What was their argument? What if you have only one kas, only one group of people, person A and B, and they contradict each other? So they come and say that Ploin was Mechal Shabbos, was not Mechal Shabbos, so A and B are fighting it out in court. Of course, we won't accept the Eidus because we don't have two Eidus. What's in the future? So person A can definitely pair up with another strange person to say Eidus, because again, we have the same question, is he pusul or not? But could you accept the same two people for another Eidus another time? So again, two people, A and B, contradicted each other. I want to take the same two people and I want them to say Eidus for something totally else 2 weeks later. Can you accept them or not? Logic would say no. It's exactly the same case as person A and person D, because one of them is definitely lying. I'm not sure who is lying, and therefore I can't put them together. Here's the same thing. A and B, one is definitely lying. I'm not sure who. Why would I be able to put them together for different ages? Says the Feir Shleim, I'll explain why. Because there's a big difference between the first case and the second case. In the first case, the first cast or the second, I'm not sure who is lying, but whoever was lying has two witnesses who said in front of Bezdin, they are lying. Therefore, once it was said about them, they become pusled. However, in the second case, you have only one against one, it was only said by one person. It didn't have the same strength, and therefore, even though definitely one of them is lying, but it was never said by two people that one of them is lying, and therefore you could take the same two people, it's one of them, that's what one, it's a, it's an argument, but that would be the reason why you would say I would be able to accept the same cast of Eidus for a different case. Said the Feir Shleim, you see it from three different sources, that whatever a person says about others, when a person judges others, it has an effect. We saw it by Rav Meir, we saw it about these two cases of Eidus we mentioned before. The Talmid of Hashem write different places that not only is a judgment of a person affecting the person who's being judged, but it also affects the person who is judging. One quite an early source to that is a story in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis. After the whole story of Bat Sheva, Vayishlach Hashem es Nusson el Dovid. Hashem sends Nusson Hanuvi to Dovid to rebuke him. And he comes with a story. He asks David HaMelech, I have a case I want to discuss with you. David HaMelech was also a poisik, not only a king. I want to discuss with you a case. What's the case? Shnei anushim hoyu birachas. There are two people in one city. Echad Usher, Echad Rosh, one rich person, one poor person. And he goes on, the Usher hoyot so in the book of Harbe Moid, the rich person has lots of cattle. Ile Rosh ein kol kim kifsach has ktan, he has only one sheep, and he goes on in detail. And then he says, Vayuvoi, heilech le'ishe Usher, vayachmo le'kachas mitzoyna mimikuroi, la'asos le'reach habuloi. Yet the rich person has a guest, and he wants to give him something to eat. Instead of taking his own, he goes to that poor person and takes his only kifsu and gives that as a meal for that guest. So what do you say to the Hamelech? What's the aluch in such a case? So the Hamelech answers, Vayichar avduvit bo ish moid. ויאמר אל נוסון, חי השם כי בן מובס הוא איש האויס וזויס, וסקיפסו ישר למרבוצים, עקב אשר אוסס הדובר הזה, ועל אשר לא יחומול. The Hamelech was very upset that this person should be severely punished. What does נוסון הנובית say? ויאמר נוסון הדובית, עתו איש. You just punished yourself. Say the תמיד אל השם, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to judge a person, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do is he would show to a person a story, or he would hear a story. And when he would judge that other person, he's judging himself for something similar he did. So when a person comes late, and we start judging that person, why is he coming late? It might well be that we are judging ourselves. The way how we look at others, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu would look at us. But if Hashem was speaking about the way that our judgment influenced the person being spoken about, and the Tefillah Shemim goes on saying, even if one rebukes another person, one should mention the wrongs, whatever he did. Don't speak about the chet, because we shouldn't even speak about negative things about others. And here we say, not only that it affects the person being spoken about, but it also affects the person himself. So how should we go about that? We mentioned before the source of Dan Lekav Schiz is a very interesting pusik. Betzedek Tishpoit Es Am Yisrael, which seems to refer to judging someone according to justice. Betzedek. Now we expect from a person that when he sees someone who did something which looks like bad, we should find all kinds of reasoning why it wasn't as bad. Is that Betzedek? If it would say betoyf tishbet zamisech, it would be fine. I would understand it. But what does it mean betzedek? That's the tzedek. It could be understood with the concept of haturas nedum. Haturas nedum is also something which is very negar lemas in these days. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Yom Matan Nedurim. Yom Kippur, the tefillah of Kol Nidre, is in essence a kind of haturas nedurim. Past, future. And it's very interesting that this Haturas Nedurim, which is something very technical, is so awakens so many emotions. And for some people, it's the only tefillah they say entire year with tears in their eyes. And what are they saying? Haturas Nedurim. What's the understanding to it? What is Haturas Nedurim? A person did a commitment. He said, for example, he won't eat meat. He won't touch meat. Then he's invited at a function, at the event, and it's very hard for him to resist and withstand the temptation. He goes to Ruv and he says, he made this nadi, he made this promise, but he never thought it would be so hard, he'd be invited. And Ruv asks all kinds of questions, till he comes to the understanding that when the person made this nadi, would he have known whatever he knows now, he would have never made this nadi. So when you made the nadi, did you really want to do the nadi? You didn't. I see now, I understand now that when you made this neder, it wasn't what you really wanted. It wasn't really what came from deep down. It was something which you said, but wasn't really what you meant, and therefore it's butlum. Shiva is very simple. Every mitzvah has a different oil. The oil of Atos Nedurim awakens the deep idea of shiva. When a person does shiva, what does he say? Because Baruch Hu, I did something which was wrong. But it wasn't really what I meant. It wasn't deep down what I meant. It was the Yitzhak, there were different reasons. But, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I only want one thing. And therefore, whatever happened around, wasn't truly what I really meant. When a person says Kol Nidre, when he says Haturas Nedurim, even without knowing, he awakens these feelings deep down. And therefore, it's understandable that it's such an emotional thriller, because that's the essence of Yom Kippur, the essence of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, as essence of Tshuva. Now, if this is true about ourselves, why can't this be true about another person as well? Why, if we look at ourselves, we could say that the true essence of us is all good. Whatever happened is around, but we don't look as negative at ourselves as we do as others. We see others. Why can't we look at others the same way as we look at ourselves? There's a very interesting halacha that when a person saw how a person kills someone else, they can't pass. They can't, if they saw a ritzeah, they can't pass. Why? Because they saw and they won't be able to milamed schiz. They won't be able to milamed schiz. Which schiz should you be? They saw the ritziche. Why can't they be the bezdin who passes in such a case? The answer seems to be that whatever a person sees with his physical eye is not always the truth. There is a deeper truth. And if they saw whatever they thought as truth with their eyes, they are limited to think deeper. And therefore, we don't want them to judge that person. B'tzedek tishpat amitzecho is the truth. Whatever we perceive as negative is not really tzedek. If we would appreciate the beauty and the purity of another yid, we would definitely look at them in a much more positive light. I heard once a story about the Rebbe Rashab. On Simchas Torah once, he danced in Simchas Torah, and he spoke afterwards about the Pushita Yid. He spoke a lot about the Pushita Yid. And one chusid, the Suda side, was bothered by that. Why is the Rebbe only speaking about the Pushita Yid? Why is not mentioning the Hasidim, the Tamid Chachumim? And he confronted the Rebbe, and he asked the Rebbe, why are you speaking only about the Pushita Yid? The Rebbe said to that person who happened to be a diamond dealer, I want to buy a diamond. Can you bring me a bag of diamonds, we can choose a diamond, because of course, it's the biggest honor. He ran home and he brought a whole bag of diamonds. And the Rebbe looked through the bag and chose one and said, I think this is the nicest and biggest diamond. So the chassid said, sorry to say, but it's actually one of the cheaper diamonds. There are much nicer diamonds in that bag. So what do you mean? It's bigger. The chassid said, if you look with your eyes at these diamonds, you won't realize the potential of what lies behind each diamond. You have to be a diamond dealer, you have to be a munche to see the beauty beyond what your eye sees. The Rebbe says, if by diamonds, you have to be a munche to understand the diamonds. If you look at Yidden, you have to be a munche to see what a Yid is. And therefore, you ask about a pusher to Yid. There's no such a thing as a pusher to Yid. If you would be a munche, you would truly understand that, then you would understand that your question is not valid. So you mentioned before the Tiferet Shloime, who says that tzedek tishbet amisechu, judging someone favorably, has an effect on the person who is being judged. The Lubavitcher Rebbe mentions in one of the sikhs that not only it has an effect on how the person is judged in the future world, but also person who is being, if one says good about the person, it's moitzi his potential koyach lapoil. In other words, it takes out the good which he has in him. And if a person speaks negative about another person, then he actually makes that person into a bad person, because the dibur of a person has a koyach to be moitzi mikoyach lapoil, the essence of what lies in that person. And then we saw that also a person, when he judges others, he judges himself. And it's quite scary, but if you think about it, in these days, before Rosh Hashanah, says Yemei Tshuva, sometimes we see things or we hear things which are perceived as negative. It might be just an opportunity for the person, because Baruch Hu wants to give an opportunity for the person, judge yourself favorably. I want to judge you, in a positive way. Help me, just be done with Kavschis. And we think about it, it'll be much easier to be done with another person in Kavschis. And then, as we said, b'tzedek tishpat amitzecho. If we talk about righteousness, if we talk about tzedek, if we understand what the true tzedek is, then it would be much easier to be done someone else in the kav's chis. Now, Now, there are many stories about Dalmikav's Chis, and I'm sure all of you have personal stories about occasions when they felt sure that someone should be judged in a negative light, and then they were very surprised and even ashamed of thinking negative, because the story was very different than what they imagined. And even if not, like we said before, we can't, as the Sintz Vasema says, you should never judge a person till you come in his footsteps. And he says, and you will never get there. You'll never be there. Even if you try to understand, and you will never understand another person. Every person was born in a different place, has different characteristics to him, and therefore it's very, very hard or impossible to judge someone else. But to think positive about the other person is not so hard and is extremely beneficial. There is one story, which a very powerful and a scary story about this Indian. The Baal Shem Tov had many Talmidim, and one Rosh Hashanah, a Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov, had this tabak pishke, they called it, and it fell. How do you call it?
Snuffbox,
thank you. And it fell on the floor. Now, during davening, he stopped. He picked up this snuffbox. Now, it's not written exactly where it was doing Shemnesse, Shema, Sukkidizimme, but it was somewhere during two. There was a second Talmud of Bashantov who stood behind him, and he saw what happened. And he was very surprised. Middle of davening, stopping, picking it up. He couldn't understand it. And he thought negative thought about that person. Why this happened? As the Baal Shem Tov was Ma'arish, in Bezen Shemalu, was Rosh Hashanah, they decided to judge the person who picked up that box to the Hepech of Chaim. And the Baal Shem Tov tried with all different ways to nullify this decree, but nothing happened. He tried. The Baal Shem didn't speak about it, but he tried whatever he could until he reached some kind of compromise in Bezen Shemala, so to say, that if that person who thought negative would change his mind and would think positive about that person, then the decree might be changed. Leila Shan Rabbe, again, all of the people, all the Talmidim were gathering in Shul and they were learning Mishneh Torah. And the Baal Shem Tov was also there, and he managed somehow to take away the moichin of this Talmud, which means in a certain way his connection, his concentration. He was sitting there, and he couldn't connect to whatever he was learning. So he stopped, and he walked around, and he tried to strengthen himself. He's got the Saboyer, thinking about the Rabbeinu Shloim. And from one soul to the other, suddenly he was thinking about this tabak for some reason. And he was thinking to himself, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this? What's the purpose of tabak? And he thought to himself, perhaps there are some lofty neshumas which need a tikkun. And the only way how they can receive a tikkun is through the smell. And maybe that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the tabak for some souls to have a tikkun. Maybe that's the idea. And he thinks, it doesn't make sense. And suddenly, while he thinks about that, he remembers the story which happened in Rosh Hashanah, where the tabak fisher fell off his friend. He said, maybe his friend had a similar thought than him. And maybe he wasn't just picking up maybe he had some lofty thoughts, and maybe he was oisik with some tikkunim which he's unaware of. And why did he feel so negative about the person? And he really changed his thinking and even brought him to admiration of that tabak. Later on, the Shana Rabbe, every year Shana Rabbe, the Baal Shem Tov would sit, and the Talmidim would sit around him, and he would say to each Talmid what was decreed on him. And it was a time of, say, B'dich Edat, it was a time where you could ask him whatever you want. It was a very special time where Talmidim asked different questions. So at that time, this Talmid asked the Baal Shem Tov, he had a certain thought, he wants to discuss that with the Rebbe, if it makes sense or not. So he said, he had this thought of, why the Eibusha created this tabak, and maybe that's the reason, and he said it was a tikkun for some lofty neshumas. Shabbatov said, it's right what you're saying, but continue. Say what else you thought. Well, what else went through your mind? And then he added the story about the pishka which fell, and he thought, Rav Shemtov said, now that you said it, you have already schist for that person. And his judgment was this hapach from the hapach of Chaim to Chaim. And therefore, in the future, be very careful not to judge someone the kafchim. And when I heard the story, it was on the one hand quite scary, because when we are in a shul with other people for quite some hours, it might be that things that others do, we might not appreciate, but the responsibility that we have with our thoughts, to think about others, positive and negative, how strong it is. But on the other hand, it's also a big chizuk that a person knows that when he judges others in a positive light, it has a great effect on himself as well, as we saw before. Then it's in a certain way an easy tool to be zoiche for Gidke ben Shiur, Ksiv Chassim HaToyv, and there should be always zoiche for Shana Toyv and Mesuke, a Gidke ben Shiur, Shaski the Rishu. Oh, hey.